This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yesterday on the program, Amy Scott and Matt Levin told us all about starter homes, which historically have been a nice entry point for a lot of Americans into the real estate market. More challenging now, as Matt and Amy's story pointed out. Today, we turn to another slice of American real estate, a newer slice to be sure, and one not without its challenges, office conversions. On the face of it, post-pandemic, it just makes a whole bunch of sense to turn all those empty office buildings into affordable housing. It's happening in New York City, where the vacancy rate for rental apartments is just 1.4%, the lowest it's been since the city started measuring in 1968. The city has set up what it's calling an office-to-housing accelerator to help owners and developers who do want to convert office buildings get through what can be a cumbersome process more quickly. But as Marketplace's Samantha Fields explains, smooth sailing it is not.
For about 50 years, 160 Water Street in downtown Manhattan was an office building. And from the outside, it still looks like one, a 30-story glass box. But by the front, there's a sign, now leasing, Studio 1 and 2-bedroom residences.
Hi.
Hey,
Samantha. Yeah, how are you?
Nice to meet you.
Thanks so much. I met Malik Hajjar in the lobby a couple of weeks ago. He's a senior project manager of real estate development for the Van Barton Group, which owns the building.
The building was built in 1971. You know, offices on the perimeter, cubicles right in the middle, carpet. The lighting wasn't the best. And so it definitely had an old office vibe. It definitely needed to be, you know, revamped. We're going to take the elevator up here.
Instead of revamping the offices, the Van Barton Group focused on a different market opportunity, housing. It spent the last 2 years converting this whole building into 588 high-end apartments.
Right now, we are in construction mode. You can see we have our appliances that are in the unit waiting to be installed.
This is one of just four former office buildings in New York currently being converted into apartments.
There are a number of challenges that explain why it really hasn't happened so far.
Arpit Gupta is at the NYU Stern School of Business.
That includes the physical challenges of how to literally transform the space from one use to the other.
It includes the cost, both of buying a building and doing major renovations.
And then finally, there are regulatory hurdles, which mean the rules may not be in place to allow such a conversion to take place.
In New York today, only older office buildings in Midtown and Lower Manhattan are even eligible to be converted. That includes 160 Water Street. 2 years into construction, Malik Hajjar says some of the lower floors are done, and a few dozen tenants have even moved in.
This is a studio.
There's a galley kitchen along the wall to the right when you walk in, a little table for two, and a double bed by the big windows, which reach almost to the ceiling.
So this was an office.
This was somebody's office.
It doesn't feel like it. Hajjar says there are a bunch of reasons this particular building was a good candidate for converting.
We have windows on all three sides of our building, so we're lucky in regards to having the light and air.
Though to get air flow, they had to replace more than 2,000 windows, because when this was an office building, they didn't open, which is a requirement for apartments. Other pluses, the building already had high ceilings, wide staircases, and a lot of elevators.
However, from the elevator to the window line, you're having these very long, you know, 100-foot corridors that are just not going to get you the best kind of layouts.
Remember, that's something Arpit Gupta mentioned as a common challenge with these kinds of conversions, finding a way to break up the long, dark floors of old office buildings. Here, they ended up basically cutting a hole and making a shaft in the middle of the building. Another challenge?
Where do all my kitchen sinks and bathroom pipes go?
Typically, Hajjar says, on each floor in an office building,
you have a men's room and a women's room in a central location, usually back-to-back on opposite sides of the wall.
And maybe a kitchen. So if you want to turn each floor into 22 apartments,
you have, you know, 22 kitchens per floor and 23 bathrooms.
The costs add up.
It was definitely not cheap.
And the apartments here won't be either. Studios start around $3,500 a month and two bedrooms at around $6,000 a month. He says that's the only way the math works.
If the city or the state gives us an incentive component, you can add more affordable units as well.
New York does not currently offer developers tax abatements for office-to-housing conversions. That is on the table this legislative session. But for now, without it, all these offices are just being turned into more expensive apartments. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.